been under a lot of pressure from the rebels for the last 1 month. Our positions in Bentiu and around Bentiu were being bombarded, shelled by the rebels. And we have kept the promise that we will keep the cessation of hostilities in place. But we have been bombarded for all the time, and there is no condemnation, no reaction from the international community. But what is happening now is that we are defending our positions, we are pursuing the rebels, and trying to defend ourselves and consolidate our positions.
These accusations are coming from three separate entities, from the United Nations, from the United States, and from IGAD. And you still insist that it is not the fault of the government, but that you are coming under attack and you are merely retaliating.
Yeah, we respect their views, we respect their sources, but we are on the ground. The United Nations is on the ground, we understand. But the United Nations is in the bases, not in the field, to know what is happening in the field. I think the sources of their information is not reliable source of the information, because they are all in Bentiu. They are not in the field. We are in the field. We know what is happening. Our positions are very far away from United Nations camp. So how would they know that we are attacking or we are on offensive when it is we have been coming under pressure from the rebels, and nobody condemned them, nobody came out to say rebels were attacking the government. It has been a culture that when the rebels are attacking the government, people don't mention it. But when it is the government defending itself, people come out and say the government is attacking.
But IGAD is on the ground. Their verification and monitoring teams are on the ground. And they have been saying as well that it is SPLA forces who are trying to push deeper south into counties in Unity State.
Yeah, as I said, the verification team is in Bentiu town, and not in the counties, and not in the villages. And the fighting is happening in the villages and the counties around Bentiu. So the sources, I wonder from where do they get these resources that they claim that they're reliable sources.
So when can we expect this to end, and when can we expect peace talks to resume? Because everybody is also saying that the only way to get South Sudan back to stability and peace is to end the fighting and return to the negotiating table.
Yes, we are eager to return to negotiating table. Our team has been ready. The president has already given them go ahead to go back to Addis when and once they are called back to Addis. We want to end this war by a peaceful settlement. We believe that military solution is not an option. But the rebels are saying that they are coming to Juba. Now the government is defending itself. People are coming out say that the government is on offensive. So we are committed to the peaceful process, and we'll go back to Addis as soon as the mediators finalize their consultation. We are waiting for a signal to go back to Addis Ababa.